in at the last portion of the commercial, there was some Hungarian lyrics which my husband has identified. Hello, Zesties. How are you all doing? Today's episode is a curiosity episode, and what I'm going to share to you today is kind of a funny but not so funny kind of thing. My husband, a lot of you may know that he's not Filipino, so he's Hungarian. And one time on a weekend, he went to have our car cleaned, and during the cleaning process, he saw a TV commercial. The TV commercial was about life's unexpected life events, something like that. So any of the life events, like having when you got a new job, when you just bought an apartment, or when you're marrying someone. And the funny thing is that it looks like that the background music was from a Hungarian song called "Kyung Hai Ju Lani," which means the girl with pearly hair. Actually, I do not know if I've pronounced it correctly. My husband tried to teach me, but it's just it's so hard. Hungarian language is so hard to learn. But anyway, this background song was from, it's a 1968 pop culture song from a band named Omega, and the chorus is quite legendary and also fits with the commercial as well. So it's very kind of dramatic, and also when you get your like different life events, so it kind of portrays that. And at the last portion of the commercial, there was some Hungarian lyrics which my husband has identified, and then he told me. It's kind of funny. So, and interesting enough, there are a lot of works that also featured this song. So in March 2014, this song was featured on the video game This War of Mine. In August 2012, it was also featured on the trailer movie of This Ain't California. In July 2018, this song was used for the official trailer of the movie Mid-90s and in a scene in the movie. I actually listened to the song, and it's really, really like the same with background music, like nothing altered or anything, that because it looks like the guitar riffs and the music itself and the melody is quite easily distinguishable to the song. So, and it's because when you listen to the music, to that song, it kind of evokes some kind like emotion out of you, like a very dramatic kind of emotion. So I guess that's why it's been featured in a lot of these trailers and quite emotional parts of the movies and stuff. But the funny enough, it was kind of sampled in the song on Kanye West's outro of New Slaves in his 2013 song without permission. But good thing, I don't know, somebody who discovered that it was like kind of like plagiarized, and they settled a lawsuit around $2.5 million in damages for copyright infringement. There was some article in a video that I saw several months ago about a Filipino rapper called Skusta Klee was accused of copying BTS's song called Didang, and his song is called Dame. If you try to search it in YouTube and compare the two, you can really hear the similarities, and I feel that it's the song, Skustakli's song is just a note lower than BTS's song. And there were a lot of people calling him out on Twitter back then. It was around late 2020. And then he responded to a tweet in Filipino that he said he didn't copy this song. He just borrowed the vibe. I mean, I don't know, Zesties, if you believe that borrowing the song and the vibe, it's still copying. I don't know. Because although, I mean, it's fine to, as an artist, it's fine to have that bit of inspiration. I mean, everyone gets inspired by any else's work. And especially with BTS, I mean, who doesn't get inspired by them, right? But, I mean, it sounded to me that it's borrowing in a sense as the whole of it, the song itself. And anyway, he was also accused prior to this song of copying or plagiarizing again Big Bang's song called Bad Boy. So, I mean, it's kind of his jam, I feel. Then again, it doesn't show that Filipino artists are like that. He's just an outlier. There are a lot of Filipino artists, a lot of talented Filipino artists out there. So we shouldn't see this artist, Skustakli, as a representative of the Filipino community. Although it baffles me to see that some people think that they will not be called out for it. So I try to be very careful in any artwork and music that I put out there. So ask permission, guys. Ask permission. It's just mind-baffling that these people are kind of like using other people's work. And in that sense as well, denying it. However, I just hope that the artist will be given what's due for him. And as Jesus said in the Bible, give the emperor what belongs to the emperor and give God what belongs to God, right? So anyway, Zesties, I hope you are having a good day or a good week. Thank you so much for all your likes, listens, and downloads. And please don't forget to share any favorite portions of this episode or the past episodes. And if you have any other topic that you want to discuss here at Vanilla Zest, you're always welcome to send an email. Or if you want to be a guest here, then that will be fun. So I'm just going to leave you with this quote. It's an African proverb. So don't set sail using someone else's star.